Magic 106.3 R&B and Classic Soul and home of the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Hi, everyone. I'm Rayma Lee and welcome to Sunday Joy. And it's a great honor to have with me today a very special guest, the President of the United States of America, Mr. President Barack Obama. Welcome, President Obama.
Well, thank you so much, Rayma. I really appreciate you, and I'm so grateful for this opportunity to be able to send a strong message to everybody that we need them to go to the polls.
Mr. President, share with us the importance of voting and casting your vote early.
Well, the stakes are so high in this election. We've got such a sharp contrast. You know, Governor Romney wants to take us back to the top-down economics that created the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. We've been digging our way out for 4 years with economic policies that put working families first. Helping young people afford to go to college, making sure that everybody has health insurance so they don't go bankrupt when they get sick, you know, working to put people back to work in the auto industry and manufacturing and retraining workers for the jobs of the future. Governor Romney wants to roll all that back.
Yes.
But you know, our progress, the progress we've made, hard-won progress over the last 4 years, that's only going to be there if people turn out to vote. And, you know, Michelle and me and Joe Biden and Bill Clinton, I mean, we're fanning across the country these last few days, just emphasizing to people that we will win this election as long as everybody turns out to vote. If people don't turn out to vote, then you know, we're going to really have problems. So I hope all your listeners are going to turn out in Ohio.
Mr. President, as the election draws to a close, what one thing would you want the Ohioans and the American people to keep in mind as they head to the polls?
Well, for folks in Ohio, you should know that you're in the driver's seat. You know, whoever wins Ohio is likely to win this election. And so it's going to be very important for people to think about how much this election will impact everything people do.
Yes.
You know, your taxes, you know, who's getting help in terms of going to college, whether or not people have security when it comes to their insurance, you know, how we're going to rebuild communities that have for too long been neglected. All those issues are going to be determined in this election, and I believe that I've established a track record that shows people will have somebody who's going to be fighting for them, have a seat at the table. If I'm in Washington, and I'm going to be fighting for middle class families, and I'm going to be fighting for people who are willing to work hard to get into the middle class, and that I can only do that. I can only serve if everybody who's listening turns out to the polls.
That is so true. That is so true. And you know, Mr. President, you have two beautiful daughters, and women rights are very important. Can you tell me, what do you want for women in our country? What's the vision?
Well, it's very simple. I want women to be treated with equal dignity and respect and have the same rights. The first bill I signed when I came into office was to help establish the rule of equal pay for equal work. I signed that legislation proudly because I want my daughters to be treated just like anybody's sons. And when it comes to women's health, making sure that they're treated fairly by insurance companies, when it comes to women in the workplace, making sure that they're protected, those are all issues that are at the top of my list. And the good news is that we have very strong support among women. But to all the women who are listening right now, I need you to vote. It's not going to be enough to just love Michelle.
We love her and
read about her in Essence. I need you guys to go out to the polls and actually cast a ballot.
And I know, Mr. President, you've made several stops in Ohio, Springfield, Lima, Hilliard, and I understand that you'll wrap up your final campaign rally right here in Columbus on Monday.
It's going to be terrific.
Thank you, Mr. President Obama.
Okay.
You have our support and our prayers are with you. Thank you so much.
God bless.
God bless you. Thank you.